Greg, is it still about Philadelphia to you when it comes to the NFC?
Well, this is for us. It's about the next game, who happens to be Philly. So, yeah, Philly's a still worthy opponent. You know, Donovan's excellent quarterback. He's getting better and better health-wise, and so I think, you know, he's going to really give us all we want to have.
Is he the same quarterback? He seems a bit hobbled.
Well, of course. You know, he's not all the way back, but he looked better against Minnesota than he did all year long, and so I think, you know, against us and divisional opponent, he's going to really be on fire and have a little more juice in his tank. And he's getting better and better as the week progresses, in my opinion.
You look better against Minnesota. Are you all the way back?
Yep, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. You know, feeling better. It's, you know, really, thank God, it's amazing, man. It's, for some reason, every week it gets better and better and better. But the doctors did tell me that's how it should happen, and it's going that way, and we just want to keep it going that way.
When does it feel the worst? During the game, Monday morning, or practice, or not?
Man, I really don't have a real bad time with it, you know. After practice, after games, you know, you can watch me walk after practice or after game. I'm not limping. So it's real good right now. Really good.
How much has the pass rush improved since the game here at Texas Stadium when Donovan ran around for about 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah. We don't want that anymore. We got DeMarcus can catch him now. We got a little faster guy. We definitely want to contain him. You know, he still has the ability, even though he's not all the way 100% right now, but he still has the ability to do plays like that. You see him on film this year still running around making guys miss, buying himself extra time to throw the ball downfield. So we still have to contain him and have to get pressure on him.
Personnel.
Oh, you're exactly right. Yeah, scheme change, personnel change. Only one probably was here for that play was Flo Zell and myself. it seemed like now an eternity ago. Dallas here, we're definitely a new team since that era, if you will. And we're a team that's up on the rise right now. And so we don't anticipate him having that kind of time. But if he does, we have to deal with it.
Speaking of you and Flo, the guys who have been here the longest, you feel that pain of, I think you beat the Eagles 3 times in 14 games this decade. I mean, do you still carry that?
And I do.
Is it time to slap them down a little bit?
You've been here a long time, too. You can feel my pain. I like Donovan and like those guys up there. We here in Dallas, Florida, myself, we've been getting kicked around for a long time. And so we finally got a quarterback in place, got a team in place right now that can really compete at a real high level and win, you know, a lot of football games. And so we want to capitalize on it, of course, whether it's Philly or New York or Washington. They beat me enough that we need to do them.
Which makes this weekend more important.
To me. Yeah. I understand this game, the records really don't mean a whole lot right now because Phyllis is going to come out and, you know, it's going to be Sunday night. Donald's going to be out there doing his Michael Jackson dances and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a real exciting game, and he's going to try to make some exciting plays. So we got our hands full.
Greg, does Sunday night make a difference to you versus Sunday during the game?
Well, a lot of guys like the extra cameras, the extra lights. You know, I like to play football. So day, night, it doesn't really make a difference to me. But typically, yeah, Donovan is one of those guys, when the lights light up a little brighter, he tends to do a little bit more, in my opinion.
Do you ever call him? Do you have contact with him?
No, we talk at the games, and that's about it.
What about Westbrook? How much of a key is he for that offense?
He really is, just what you said, a key. He adds extra dimension to it. He's a guy that can catch a little 5 turnout pass and turn it into a huge game. Has done that several times against us, and obviously we got to contain him also.
So when you hear Donovan talk about to win the division, you have to go through Philly, knowing that they've had your number, how does that make you feel?
Thus far, you know, he's right. He's right. You know, they have had their way with us for a couple of years now, especially in Philly. And so he's right, you know, and we got to go to Philly and take some from them. And we realize, you know, they have a lot of respect for themselves. And so they are competitors up there. They're not going to lay down. So it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Even sitting in first place in the division, you still feel that way?
I do. I want this team here, Dallas, I want my team to understand that, don't look at the record and think, oh, we're just going to go out there and beat Philly. Because McNabb and those guys, you know, they're going to be ready to go. They're going to have new plays that we hadn't seen on tape yet. They're going to throw new things at Tony that he hadn't seen yet. So we as a football team have to be ready when we go up there.
Hanging in Tony's locker.
I didn't see it. Who's on it?
Typical ugly Philly language. Uh-huh. But that kind of thing happens every time you guys play, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really intense rival game. And Washington is kind of the old school rival game, but Philly is one of those battle, you know, we're going to talk about you, we're going to talk trash to each other. That's what Philly represents. And when you go to Philly, you guys know that's what the fans represent.
I haven't.
I tend to stay out of that kind of stuff, you know, and take all my energy and try to dedicate it to the football game and the mission at hand. But a lot of side things go on against us in Philly, and I try to stay out of it.